Your home for Packer football, as per the huge, K107.1. We've got the game for you tonight, 5 o'clock. Is when our coverage starts, the kickoff about 7:30. And Brian Caravu joining us here this morning. Brian's work always available for you at CheeseheadTV.com, a great resource for the pregame, during the game, for the postgame. You can check out the work there again, CheeseheadTV.com. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
It's another Thursday night game, game 5 of the season, the second time already the Packers have been on Thursday night, although this one's a little different because they haven't had all offseason to prepare. It's a short week. Some of the guys coming out this week, Josh Sitton especially, saying, yeah, I don't like this. It sucks. I'm sore. The NFL's in this for money. How much do the Packers have to change? Because they lose a good 2-3 days of preparation. How much do the Packers have to kind of shift what they're doing and able to be ready for tonight?
Yeah, from what I can tell, the Packers didn't even review their Bear game, the film from the Bear game, kind of, you know, which is normal every time you play, you know, Sunday to Sunday. You spend one day kind of reviewing the previous day and then move on to the next opponent. But, you know, they didn't have the luxury of time this week. They immediately, right after Sunday's game, come back the next day, Monday. They're starting preparations for the Minnesota Vikings. They only had 2 days of on-field practices this week, apart from their normal three. So it's been a very different week for the Packers. It is tough for these players, you know, who, you know, put their bodies on the line 16 regular season games a year. You can understand why some of them are upset having to play these Thursday games. It is tough for them, no doubt about it.
The Thursday night game also changing what we may see from the Vikings, as they got the start from Teddy Bridgewater. I was watching the Bears-Packers game last week with one eye on that Vikings game. And instead of, like, celebrating how pumped I was that the Packers were beating the Bears, I'm thinking, oh, man, Teddy Bridgewater is just the kind of guy that is going to cut the Packers up on Thursday. He's a little roughed up, though. He's listed as questionable tonight. I think the feeling is that he will play. Is there any latest news on that, and what do you expect?
Yeah, I don't know anything more than you do, except that he's questionable. Packers have to prepare for both him and Christian Ponder, and they're used to that. If you remember the time the Packers met the Vikings in the playoffs, I think, what was it, just 2 seasons ago, it was Ponder that was questionable for that game, and they also had to prepare for, I think it was, Tavares Jackson. So the Packers are kind of used to this with the Vikings not knowing which quarterback to prepare for, so they're kind of, you know, getting ready for both, and, you know, at least they faced Ponder in the past. They kind of know his tendencies a little bit. It'll be a little bit tougher preparing for this rookie, Teddy Bridgewater, who's done really well so far this season. But the one good thing for the Packers defense, while they've been gashed by the run, they've actually been pretty good against the pass. Very good, in fact. They've been allowing opposing quarterbacks to some of the lowest passer ratings in the entire league. So the Packers are in pretty good shape there.
Whether Bridgewater plays or not, I think what most people know about the Vikings this season is the Adrian Peterson off-field issues. And the Vikings have, you know, you can't believe you say it, but they've actually replaced him quite well with Asiata and McKinnon. These are two backs, kind of a thunder and lightning sort of situation there. Two guys that run a little differently. I can only see them giving the Packers trouble tonight, too.
Yeah, you have to imagine the way the Packers have played the run early on, struggling against it, that the Vikings are just going to run to set up the pass, and they're going to try to establish the run. And the Packers are going to have to figure out ways to do better than they have early in the season. Currently, they rank dead last in the NFL, 32nd against the run. They're giving up, I think the number is an average of 176 yards a game on the ground. Problems lie at all levels of the defense in terms of stopping the run, but the front seven in particular has to figure things out. The defensive line and the linebackers, they got to do better than they have the first quarter of the season, the first four games. There's time to do it, But they certainly have to do better than they have in the early going.
Been an interesting season for the Pack so far. One week we come on here, we're worried about the offense. The next week we come on here, we've been talking about the defense. They don't seem to be that complete team yet. Do they have enough of what they're going to need to beat the Vikings tonight? And what do you have for a prediction?
Yeah, you know, I think the Packers, you know, with the home field advantage, I think the pass defense has been good enough. And even though the Packers had their struggles on offense, I don't think you can stop Aaron Rodgers for a full four quarters. And they showed that last week that Aaron Rodgers and the offense really busted out, especially the Packers' passing game. So they're strong with the pass. They're strong defending the pass. And if just one of those other units, either run defense or run offense, can just get it going a little bit, and you got to think Eddie Lacy is going to break out soon himself, I think the Packers have enough in the tank tonight. I'm predicting a 30-20 victory for the Packers.
All right, there you go. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the Packers tonight at 5 is when they will take the coverage, the kickoff around 7:30. We'll talk with Brian tomorrow and wrap up a Packers win. Brian, we'll talk to you then, and thanks again, man.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow.